Here's more wisdom for your way from the Proverbs of Solomon, 10 verses in the next 10 minutes from Proverbs 15. The first one is a well-known proverb and a great reminder. It's in verse 1. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. How do you feel when someone is angry with you? Do you get mad? Well, that's common, and it's almost natural. But is it best? Solomon says a soft answer, not a sharp, defensive tone, turns anger away. A soft, gentle response tends to calm things down. But if you get mad at a mad person, things get worse because nobody listens. Husbands and wives need this verse. So do workers, relatives, and friends. But a harsh word, he says, just stirs up anger. What we say and how we say it has an effect on other people. We can make a situation better or we can make it worse. We can calm a discussion or we can inflame everybody in the room. So this proverb says, be the bigger person. Don't be overly sensitive and defensive, because a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The second gem of wisdom is found in verse 3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. God knows everything. He knows everything, everywhere, at all times. A good companion verse is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. There is no creature hidden from His sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. God sees everything. We usually think about physical things when we read this verse, and God does see everything in the earth and in the heavens, but He also sees things that we can't. He sees invisible things like the soul and heaven and the place of departed spirits. For instance, later in this chapter, he says in verse 11 that hell and destruction are before the Lord. So how much more the hearts of the sons of men? God sees all the evil and all the good. This is a verse that will affect everything you do if you think about it enough. It will affect your thoughts, your words, and your actions. Gem number 3 is in verse 6. In the house of the righteous there is much treasure, but in the revenue of the wicked is trouble. Hard work and good character pay off. A righteous life brings rewards. It brings treasures. We know a good life gives peace and love and happiness, and in that sense it gives those treasures. But this and other proverbs teach that a godly life brings physical benefits, treasures, because honest work pays off. It is true that there are times when righteous people end up poor. The Bible teaches this in James 2, verses 1 through 6, and in 2 Corinthians 8, verses 1 through 5. So we need to remember again the nature of a proverb is to tell us what will happen generally speaking. He says also that the gain or the revenue of the wicked is trouble. Yes, evil people sometimes get rich, at least for a while, but their gain comes with a whole lot of trouble. Example number 4 is in verse 12. The Bible says, a scoffer does not love one who corrects him, nor will he go to the wise. This verse answers a question that Christian people often ask. Why do some people not like Christians? Why do they avoid being around Christian people? The answer is because they don't want to be corrected. They feel guilty when they are around Christian people. They're afraid that a Christian might get on to them. It's not that they dislike the Christian personally. It's because the very presence of a Christian rebukes them, and they don't want to be told that what they're doing is wrong. A scoffer is somebody that resents any kind of direction and any kind of correction. This person will not go to the wise for advice or for answers to questions. So don't be surprised when headstrong sinners avoid you. Don't be shocked when they don't ask your advice, because they know what you're going to tell them. Example number 5 is in verse 16. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure with trouble. Solomon, who wrote this, was an extremely wealthy king, and so he's well qualified to talk about this. He says it's better to have little in the way of money and things and still have the fear of the Lord than to have a lot of wealth and all kinds of trouble. It's better to fear God and have a small house than to have a mansion with heartache and bickering. It's better to have a low-paying job and serve the Lord than to have a big salary and the trouble that sin causes. Money and the things we buy with it are not the things that matter most. It is possible to have both, great treasures and the fear of the Lord, but oftentimes that's not the case. And the very next verse is a great compliment to this one. It says, "Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a fatted calf with hatred." Gem of wisdom number 6 is in verse 18. "A wrathful man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger allays contention." There's a reason why Solomon keeps on talking about your temper. It's because we have so much trouble with it. Anger keeps you from thinking straight. It keeps you from using good judgment. It causes you to be rash and unfair. Oh, Mark chapter 3, verse 5 shows that there is a place for anger. But in Proverbs 15, verse 18, we're talking about a person who gets mad easily and is angry much of the time. He causes trouble. He is mad, and he causes other people to be mad. On the other hand, a person who is slow about getting angry calms people. An even-tempered person settles things and keeps things running smooth and even. The Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 19 and 20, "Be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God." Gem of wisdom number 7 is in verse 22. "Without counsel, plans go awry, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established." Wisdom is not having all the answers. It's knowing that you don't, and it's knowing where to get them. Wisdom is not being so independent you think you can handle everything yourself. It's being humble enough to ask other people for their advice. Your opinion is not always best. You have your biases, and there are things that you don't see. So before you go forward with a plan, ask other people what they think about it. You may or may not like what they say, but it's good to hear different perspectives. And if you don't ask other people for advice, then your plans will not work out as well. Things don't work out well because you're looking at things from your own limited perspective. But if you seek advice from other people, your plans will work better. Solomon says that they will be established. So ask other people, especially other Christians, and even more especially, ask older, godly Christians. Example number 8 of the wisdom of Solomon is found in verse 23. "A man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it?" You can be happy and feel good, and you can cause others to be happy and feel good by what you say, how you say it, and when you say it. Solomon calls it a word spoken in due season. The right word at just the right time can change a person's day. Has anybody ever said to you, "You made my day"? Remember this, timing is everything. So when you sense that somebody really needs encouragement, say a good word. Sometimes it's not how much you say, but when you say it and how you say it. There have been times when somebody said something that you needed to hear at just the right time and when you needed it the most. Let that motivate you to do the same with other people. Proverb number 9 is found in verse 27. "He who is greedy for gain troubles his own house, but he who hates bribes will live." Greed hurts everybody. It hurts the greedy person, and it even hurts his own family. Greed is selfishness, pure and simple. A selfish, greedy person doesn't care about anybody else, even his own wife and his own children. Remember that the Bible says in Ephesians 5, verse 5, that a covetous man is an idolater? Well, a greedy man's heart is on his money. That is his God. And even his wife and his children come second. Now, this may be a person who makes his money legally, but he is a money lover, and he neglects and even provokes his own family. Or it may be a person who makes money illegally through theft or gambling, but he causes trouble in his own home. Bribery was common in Bible times, and that's why Solomon warns that he who hates bribes will live. And gem of wisdom number 10 is in verse 28. "The heart of the righteous studies how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours forth evil." Think before you speak. Most of the time, there's no need to answer quickly, even if people press you. People appreciate an answer that you've put a lot of thought into, and they'll remember it better. Of course, there are times when we shouldn't hesitate. 1 Peter 3:15 says to be ready to give an answer, and we ought to be quick with a response to questions about salvation. But many problems need time and meditation. Sometimes we're too quick to answer because we think we know more than we do, or we're afraid that people might think bad of us for not knowing. But Solomon said, "A foolish person doesn't think. It is wise to think things through. The heart of the righteous studies how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours forth evil." And those are just 10 of the many verses in Proverbs to use as wisdom on your way.